Good morning. A friendly reminder that Mincha this afternoon is going to be at 8:20, and that we study Mishnayos every single day. Lili Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechet Taros. We are in the fourth parak Mishnayos Vav and Zion, and we're going to deal with a Safek Tuma involving spit from an unknown origin. So in these situations where we don't know where the Tuma came from, we have to be concerned that maybe it came from a Zav or a Zav or a Yoledes, somebody from whom body secretions are coming. And so therefore the Mishnah begins, Shnei Rukin. What happens if you have two different specimens of spit? Echad Tamei v'Echad Tor. One of them is Tamei. One of them is Tor. So since we have a Suffolk, we're going to have Tuma in a Din D'Rabbanan. And so in this situation, Tolan Amagon V'Amasan V'Aseitem B'Shaseyachid. Whether the person touched the saliva, carried it, or caused it to move, if it happened in a Rishas Hayachid, where we have a doubt, so then the person is determined to be tummy, because we're supposed to ask him, and if he can't say I'm tar, it's a situation. But if he then touches Truma, the Truma is not burned, the Truma is tolin, we suspend it, as we learned yesterday. And so the Mishnah says, in such a situation, tolin al magon ma masan val saitem birshas hayachid. We are also, even though the law in regard to Safek Tumah Birshas HaRabim is the same as yesterday, we assume that usually that's Tor, and you can eat the Truma. But in this mission we say, if you touch it in Birshas HaRabim, Bisman Shein Lachim, when they are still wet, so in such a situation, we use the principle of Tolin, in this situation. And why do we do this? It depends how the Tuma transmitted. If you touched one of the specimens, so you and the Truma that you touch are going to be Tame even in Rosh Hashanah. But that's assuming that it's moist, that there's a residue that sticks to your hand. So then in that situation, we know you touched something. We only have one Safek, not two. We don't know, maybe you touched or maybe you didn't, and whether that touch affected the Truma or not. But if you carry it and you have the tumah from the tame saliva in Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't matter whether it's moist or dry. In such a situation, it affects the truma as well, and you'd have to burn it. Hayarok yechidi. What if you only had a single specimen? It's a suffix of whether it comes from a person who's tummy or a person who's tar. And you touched it or you carried it and you or you moved it even in Rosh Hashanah and then you touched truma. Sarfan alavas truma, we would have to go ahead and burn the truma because that's a vade maga, which is a suffix tuma. For that we would burn. Now the Mishnayos have been talking about sfeikos where we ruined the truma. But here, Elu Sveika Shetiaru Chachamim. There are certain instances, there are 12 cases, where we are Mekel on a Safek. Not all of them are Tumah and Tara, but since most of them are Tumah and Tara, we use the word Tor. So Safek Mayim Shuvin Lemikva. The first one is, we're not sure if there is drawn water that falls into a mikvah or not. Or we saw water that fell in, but we don't know whether it was a 3 lug or a lug or not, which would ruin the mikvah. Still, we are lenient in that situation. Safek tuma tzafa pnei amayim. If we have a situation, is we're not sure whether we touched the tuma source, which is floating on the water. So the Mishnah says we assume that we could be mekil because the tuma floating in the water is a place that has no makom. It's a situation where it has no identification. Safek mashkin litame. Safek mashkin. And when you have a question about whether you have a mashka that is moshe lekabel tuma. Right, and there are two questions in that regard. If you have a tar beverage, a liquid that may have become tummy from something tummy, or you have the liquid itself which is tummy, can it make something tar into tummy? So our Mishnah says we are lenient in only one of the cases, not the other. Li tame, if it's a question whether or not the tar beverage got tummy, then we decide tummy. Then we decide the liquid is going to be tummy. But if the question concerns whether the tummy beverage brought the tumah to a tar object, there we tend to be lenient. And what's the difference? And so therefore we said the idea of conveying tumah is only the liquids are only supposed to be able to become tame. Now they're not supposed to be able to convey tuma to something else. Midoraisa, it's only midrabanan over here, and so since we have a suffik, sveika derabanan le kula, right? Suffik yadayim. The Mishnah also adds in if you have an uncertainty concerning tumas yadayim, since that's a suffik derabanan, we decide leniently. Safik yadayim litame ulatame vilitayr tar. Safik rishus harabim. We have a doubt as to whether something is in a where there was a safik of a tumah in rishus harabim. Safik tumah rishus harabim sveiko tahor. Safik divrei sofrim. Any issue that comes up in regard to tumah midrabanan, we are lenient. Safik kachulin. When you have a question about somebody who takes a status not to eat chulin unless it's tar, so in this situation, when you have a suffix, you can be mako. Suffix shratzim. What if we have a question of where we have a sheretz as a source of a tuma, right? So in such a situation, suffix shratzim, we decide lakula. Suffix negayim, if you have a doubt about saras, we are lenient. Suffix naziris. What happens if there's a question as to whether a person chose to become a Nazir? Safik Bechoros. There are three types of issues where Bechoros come up, whether it's the Bechor of a person, or whether there's a Bechor of a cow, a sheep, or a goat, and also the Bechor of a Petah Chamor. So if we're not sure whether the person, the cow, or the Chamor, is considered a Bechor, so we tend to be meko usafik karbanos. And by the way, when we have an uncertainty concerning karbanos, so in such a situation, we are meko as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue concerning some of the issues of suffik in Taros. When we meet again tomorrow morning, everyone have a fantastic, unbelievable day.